Welcome to 2023, and it's time for some trivia. Hey gang, this is episode 206 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this week, we've got Utah trivia. 30 questions about the state's history, geography, and pop culture. I ask and you, hopefully, answer. If you need rules or scorecards, visit the show's website at dorkygeekynerdy.com. I think we're all set, so let's get this show started. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the capital of Utah? Salt Lake City. It's also the largest city. Number 2. More than half of Utah's population belong to what religion? Mormonism. Number 3. Utah gets its name from what Native American tribe? The Ute. Number 4. What state borders Utah to the south? Arizona. Number 5. Born in Utah, what actress and comedian starred in a self-titled sitcom from 1988 to 1990 and briefly in its 2018 reboot? Roseanne Barr. Number 6. River Phoenix starred as a Boy Scout in the first act of what 1989 adventure movie? Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Number 7. Tom Hanks's title character decided to stop his very long run in Utah in what 1994 movie? Forrest Gump. Number 8. Utah was home to the rock monster that Jason Nesbitt, played by Tim Allen, fought in what 1999 sci-fi comedy? Galaxy Quest. Number 9. The Golden Spike National Memorial commemorates the completion of what? The Transcontinental Railroad. Number 10. Sometimes referred to as the Y, what private university is located in Provo, Utah? Brigham Young University. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Salt Lake City hosted the Olympics in what year? 2002 Winter Olympics. Number 2. Born in Vernal, Utah, what actor starred in movies like Ghosts of Mississippi, Any Given Sunday, and lent his voice to Hades in Disney's Hercules? James Woods. Number 3. What actor from Utah starred in 1982's The Thing, Cocoon, and was the subject of early memes due to his pronunciation of diabetes. Wilford Brimley. Number 4. What train and bank robber and member of the Wild Bunch was born in Beaver, Utah in 1866? Hint, he died in Bolivia in 1908. Butch Cassidy. Number 5. Born in Eureka, Utah in 1901, who invented the modern ice resurfacer you see at hockey games? Frank Zamboni. Number 6. The eponymous park featured in the first season of what 2016 sci-fi series was filmed in Utah? Westworld. Number 7. Park City, Utah plays host to what independent film festival every year? Sundance Film Festival. Number 8. According to Kraft Foods, Utah residents consume more of what jiggly dessert than any other state? Jell-O. Number 9. Until 1983, the land speed records were consistently set at what Utah location? The Bonneville Salt Flats. Number 10. Developed by policeman Lester F. Wire, the first of what was installed at the intersection of 200 South and Main Street in Salt Lake City in 1912? An electric traffic signal. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. With the exception of Jimmy, all the members of what 70s singing family were born in Ogden, Utah? The Osmonds. Number 2. Abducted for 9 months in Sandy, Utah, what woman now acts as an advocate for missing persons? Elizabeth Smart. Number 3. What inventor from Beaver, Utah, is considered the inventor of the television? Philo Farnsworth. Number 4. What firearms inventor received 128 patents in his lifetime, including the telescoping bolt design that's still in use today? John Browning. He designed the M1911, which saw action in both World Wars as well as the Korean and Vietnam Wars. Number 5. What businessman from Utah wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People? Stephen Covey. Number 6. You better have his $2. The skiing scenes in what 1985 dark comedy were shot on the slopes of Utah? Better Off Dead. Number 7. How many national parks will you find in Utah? 5. Arches, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, Bryce Canyon, and Zion. Number 8. Filmed in Utah, what 2018 horror film starred Toni Collette and followed the Graham family after the death of their secretive grandmother? Hereditary. Number 9. What is the official state nickname for Utah? The Beehive State. The original name, Deseret, meant honeybee. Number 10. The first Mormons to settle in Utah did so in what year? 1847. And that's it for Utah trivia. Need some extra facts? Well, here you go. One of the oldest living organisms on the planet lives in Utah. The aspen trees in Fish Lake National Forest spread through a collective root system, meaning they are all one large and old plant. The Great Salt Lake is the largest of its kind, spread across about 1,700 square miles. It's salty because it does not have an outlet. There's a metaphor in there, I'm sure. The largest raptor to be unearthed was found in Utah. At 23 feet tall, the Utah raptor had to be terrifying in real life. Utah is 30th in population and 13th in landmass. It's the 45th state, joining in 1896. I've been through Utah many times and it's always beautiful. My personal favorite is Bryce Canyon. If you're into the outdoors, don't pass up on some time in Utah. We'll be back again next week with another 30 questions. Here's a clue as to what to expect. What state ranks first when it comes to regular exercise? See you back here next Wednesday. This has been episode 206 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The music is by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year. Immortality isn't just about living forever. Sometimes, it's about forever refusing to let things die. For his 15th birthday, David Rose wishes for things to go back to the way they were. He wants the nightmares to end, the bullies to leave, and the claustrophobic memories of his near drowning to disappear. Not to mention his surreal encounter with a mythical creature. He stands with his little sister Rachel in front of their mother's grave and pledges to seek the truth about what really happened on that terrible evening a year ago. But this quest for truth threatens to unleash a sinister plot centuries in the making. David must awaken in time to the incredible truth, to his newfound powers, and to the realization that to protect his family and survive in a world he's always known, he must come to grips with the dark secrets of a world he never knew existed. Evolved Publishing presents An Extraordinary Adventure Through Time, an epic tale of hesitant heroism, and the timeless battle between good and evil, in the first book in the David Rose series of young adult fantasies. The Awakening of David Rose, written by Daryl Rothman and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, and more.